and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel called on Saturday for Palestinians in more areas of Gaza's southern city of Rafah to evacuate and head to what it calls an expanded humanitarian area in Al-Mawasi, in a further indication that the military is pressing ahead with its plans for a ground attack on Rafah. Reuters correspondent Ilian Rubens reports.
In a post on social media site X, a military spokesperson called on residents and displaced people in 12 neighborhoods in the enclave to go immediately to the shelters west of Gaza City. These evacuations follow overnight Israeli jet strikes across the enclave. The latest evacuation orders came hours after internationally mediated ceasefire talks appeared to falter, with Hamas saying Israel's rejection of the truce offer returned things to square one. Israel says it wants to reach a deal under which hostages would be released in exchange for the freeing of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, but that it is not prepared to end the military offensive, which was triggered by a Hamas-led attack on southern Israel on October 7th.
Ilan Rubens from Reuters. Deadly flash floods have struck northern Afghanistan, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
More than 300 people are dead after flash floods caused by unusually heavy seasonal rains in Afghanistan, according to the UN Food Agency. The World Food Program is distributing fortified biscuits to survivors of the flooding, which has mostly hit the northern province of Baghlan, as well as neighboring regions. A spokesperson for the Taliban government says all available resources are being mobilized to rescue people, transport the injured, and recover the dead. The UN says the floods are a stark reminder of Afghanistan's vulnerability to the climate crisis. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.